In this scene, Lenore and her sister-in-law, Nan Carmichael, are having lunch at the so-called golf resort in the town of Ruth. They sat under an umbrella, the sun surprisingly warm for June. Nan said, "We can't even enjoy the sun these days. We have to worry about it not raining. All you hear on the news is a low snowpack." "I don't care if it never rains," Lenore said, because she was from Vancouver. She looked out over the putting green. "It's hard to imagine a golf resort in Ruth. 9 holes were here in my day, I think, but no food to speak of. Potato chips, maybe." Her burger arrived, and she bit into it with gusto, grateful for the gobs of mayonnaise. Breakfast at Nan's house had become toast and tea, after which Lenore would swallow a Senna stool softener, hoping for the best. The waitress placed a pitcher of iced tea on the table. It wasn't icy enough, according to Nan, didn't have enough ice cubes to suit her. She pressed her fingers briefly to the pitcher's side and shook her head. "Sometimes I can't wait until Larry sells the store and we can go to an area with decent restaurants, enjoy nice food." She cocked her head, indicating, so Lenore assumed, that she would understand, having lived in Vancouver for so long. Lenore considered this gambit a trick on Nan's part. If you agreed with her, it was like saying you didn't love the mayonnaise burger, and she did, or that she hadn't had a decent bite to eat since she'd arrived. She said going somewhere nice was not what Jack wanted to do. As soon as his name was out of her mouth, she was sorry. So far, she had avoided revealing details. "I don't want to pry," Nan set her hands side by side on the table. Nan did want to pry. She certainly did, Lenore thought, blinking. Nan's nails were manicured, squared off, white tips, intimidating. Lenore said, "Oh, it's no big deal, really. Middle-age crisis, the usual." She felt herself pinned and sputtering. "Who is she?"
She's young. See, Jack liked the rugged life on the coast. Other things from the sound of it.
Well, yes, he's taken up fishing, hiking, even hunting. But it's, I was happy in Vancouver. I didn't want to leave. I don't like fishing or hunting.
Nan rallied with a little laugh, a bell-like titter that Lenore figured was at her expense. The idea of Lenore fishing or hunting, even walking very far, woods or no woods, was comical, she knew. She herself laughed. Anybody seeing her knew she would never be found hiking along a mountain ridge or kayaking a river, not even on her worst day. Nan said, "If only relationships were that pat," she leaned in confidentially. "And how is my dear nephew?"
"Oh, Gary and some friends are working on a movie."
"Oh?" Nan's pinky finger was raised, its nail poised to break Lenore's little bubble. Like Lenore's own mother had been, Nan was impossible to lie to, not that Lenore wouldn't try.
"Yes, they've got a camera, the works. An internet project," she added, inspired.
"He's still working at McDonald's, just a part-time gig until, you know." It was sounding pretty good. Pretty much as Gary told it to her last year. He did own a lot of DVDs.
Lenore took a big bite. The mayonnaise oozed out, just disgusting enough so that Nan turned away. Fine. Nan had everything. Figure, looks, a man. And girls. Lenore envied Nan her daughters. A daughter would phone, check up on you, let you visit, set you up in the spare bedroom, feed you chicken soup if you needed it.
"I've just had a thought." Nan handed Lenore another napkin. "Did you bring the tea set? You haven't said anything about it the whole time, and I didn't want to upset you more than you already were. You are feeling better, aren't you? But my fingers are crossed."
Lenore wiped her mouth. She picked an over-microwaved bun from the bucket, hard as a brick. She bit into it anyway and inhaled some dry flakes and choked. Nan watched for a second before passing a glass of water. Lenore wondered if she should lie and tell Nan that the china was in storage. She had an idea about what number 11, the suitcase she'd put in the woods, contained. Or should she tell the truth, that she'd abandoned a suitcase in the woods? Maybe not. Lenore coughed again and patted her chest. Mumbling, she said, "I forgot."
"Pardon?"
"The china. I forgot."
"Porcelain? And you distinctly said you'd packed the set separately from the things that went to storage. You said you wrapped them individually in proper dish packing material and put them in a suitcase that had a number. You were quite firm about it. Write down this number, you said. I believe you were drunk.
I wasn't drunk.
You were drinking.
I wasn't. If anything, it was sleeping pills. I take sleeping pills since Jack reconsidered.
He reconsidered, I reconsidered.
Nan cocked her head.
Reconsidered? Did you write down the number?
What?
The suitcase number. Did you write it down?
No.
Well, there you go, said Lenore.
Pardon? Excuse me? I don't quite understand. You promised the tea set to me.
I know it's missing a cup, and I think the creamer shattered that Thanksgiving when the girls were... Oh, never mind. The point is, it's baby blue platinum Limoges.
She sounded just like Mother. Lenore gaped.